Natalie Blaze loves it when Maribel Almanzar has the time to do her hair. And she has time right now, on this sunny weekday morning at a nursing home called Elmhurst Extended Care in Providence.
When the older ones get married, you're lost.
Yeah. They're in Blaze's cozy, peaches and cream-colored room, chatting about their kids.
Then you've got the little ones. I had the same situation.
Yeah.
As Almanzar, a caregiver here, combs and sprays Blaze's fluffy white hair, Blaze explains that she's come full circle moving into this place. The old brick building used to be the Providence Lying-In Hospital, where she spent a little time as a younger woman.
I had one of my children in here. I had Patrice. She was born in this hospital.
Blaze prefers this facility to the one she lived in just a few years ago.
It lacked the warmth. After you're here just a few days, you feel like you're a part of this place. I don't know, they have a way of doing it. I don't know how they do it.
Elmhurst Extended Care Vice President Richard Gamache swears he didn't plant Blaze or feed her lines for this reporter. But she's expressed exactly what he hopes all of his residents are feeling. At home, respected, engaged. Gamache says nursing homes aren't exactly known for feeling homey.
There are 15,000 nursing homes roughly in the United States, and if we were to walk into 14,500 of them right now, you would see across from the nurse's station a lineup of elders there in their wheelchair. Those are models of care that are more institutional, where the nursing assistant does the tasks of getting people up and they park them in front of the nurse's station or in the day room where the television's on 24/7.
But not here. Gamache explains that his nursing home decided to change its culture a little over a decade ago. They retooled the way they cared for patients and how they organized the actual physical space based on a philosophy called the Eden Alternative. Eden Alternative homes let residents make the decisions about their care, from when they want to eat to whether they prefer a shower or a bath. In a traditional nursing home, staff schedules and workflows sometimes dictate those choices, and in many cases, so do tight budgets.
There are limited financial resources, and there are a lot of regulations. And people who run, own, and operate nursing homes tend to look for efficiencies.
But that, says Gamache, is not how people live. People like to follow their own routines. So in Eden Alternative homes, the same staff care for the same small group of residents. That way, says Gamache, they can get to know each other, build relationships. They even adopt some new language. Residents are called elders, and where they live isn't a unit, but a neighborhood. Gamache wants to point out some examples, so he strolls down one of the home's broad corridors, pointing out how each elder's room is a different color because they get to choose the paint. Then we stop by a small table and chairs.
This is an area where there used to be a nurse's station. Good morning. And the staff here decided we don't need all that space. They created, put a couch here. Morning. And this little breakfast nook over here.
On the next floor down, Gamache spots one of the home's furrier residents.
And down here on this floor, there are several cats that live here.
Okay, you might be thinking, sounds nice, but is Elmhurst affordable? Yes and no. At about $300 a day, more than $100,000 a year for a private room, it's actually right in the middle. Maybe a bit more expensive than other places. But most residents don't pay for it out of pocket. For most, Medicaid pays the bill. That's because Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care. So most residents at this place have spent down any savings they had and turned to state aid. You might also be asking whether running a nursing home this way is really better for residents. Yes, it is, says Raymond Rusin. He heads up state nursing home regulation. Take, for example, he says, the Eden Alternative model of keeping staffing consistent.
We're seeing data across the country now that residents are less likely to have behavioral episodes when they're consistently dealing with the same people. So the consistent assignment in the resident-directed home is a requirement.
One of many requirements for any new nursing homes in the state. Here's another. Private rooms to be constructed around a central communal living and kitchen area where residents and staff can congregate and share meals. Rusin says many of the nursing homes already up and running in Rhode Island care about their residents and would love to transform into Eden alternative style homes. But the moratorium, while meant to reduce overbuilding, has kept nursing homes from making major changes because major renovations need state approval.
That also prohibits any innovation in the industry in terms of what nursing homes might be doing and wanting to change. So there's a certain degree to which they can do it internally. And then there's a certain degree where if you want to change the physical environment, you have to build a new nursing home. So that's a significant expense.
Too great an expense for Elmhurst Extended Care, which wasn't able to put up a new building to match the new philosophy. But resident Natalie Blaze has made do with what she's got. In her small private room, she's artfully angled a white wicker dresser and pulled a bright shell print spread across the bed. Oh, correction. She's not the decorator.
I can't take any of the credit. I have daughters. And when they heard I was coming in here, they just took over. And it gives it a warm, homey feeling.
Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.